Fifi, Fev and Byron leading into grand final weekend Saturday night, Geelong v Richmond. It's going to be a big one this Saturday night, quite late. I think the bounce is at 7:50 Saturday night.
Gosh, I'll try to stay awake.
Fiona, as we know, Daniel Rioli used to date my daughter Mia. He lived with us for a long time. So when they split up, I was either we had a vote.
You were what, me, Daniel Lenny, or Mia?
Me, Lenny, and Lulu voted Daniel, and the others voted for Mia, but okay. Mia got to stay, and Daniel moved out. But they're still really good friends. He's still part of the family. He takes the kids. Well, when they weren't in the hub, he'd take the kids out. And I message him before every game, on the day of every game, and I message him a good luck and a little bit of a inspirational, like, do this, do that, and then he'll write back, and then I'll message him after, and I'll give him feedback of how he went, like positive or negative. I'll say, I should have done this, and he writes back, yeah, man, we have a bit of a chat.
Yeah.
So, it's grand final week, so I was getting a bit nervous about sending a message for grand final because this is the big one. This is what we've both been preparing for all year.
Mainly him.
Not 100% him, but I do. I'm getting nervous. Last year, I was really nervous. We went to the grand final, and I told you this on Monday about my text. So you thought, I'll sort out a text
I'll
message.
I just wanted to help you.
And I didn't want to do this because I send all the messages on the day of.
Yes.
So it's gone against everything that we've been doing, and it makes me feel awful. Mm. But this is what you had in mind.
Yeah, I wrote a poem because I'm good at rhyming verse.
Yeah, no, this was exceptional. This was Fifi's suggested, and she wrote this on a piece of paper to give to Fev. Here we go to send to Daniel Rioli of the Richmond Tigers.
This is you just send this to Daniel, and you can't say that I wrote it. Dear Daniel Rioli.
Well, I'm going to start with that.
Yes.
All right.
You are as good as a delicious cannoli. Mm. Clearly your years living with Fev were fruitful. On Saturday night, let's see you kick a bootful.
Oh!
Yay!
It's pretty good, but obviously he knows that's not coming from me.
No, okay. Some tweaks. Take out Fev.
Brilliant. Brilliant poem.
Very good. So yesterday, Boxy, at 10:08, I drafted the message that you sent to me.
Yes.
To send to him.
Great.
I said, Dear Daniel Rioli.
You kept that bit in?
Kept that bit in. You're as good as a delicious cannoli. Clearly, your years living with me were fruitful. On Saturday night, let's see you kick a bootful.
Yay! Send. So you just sent.
That was at 10:08.
Well,
11 o'clock come along, because he usually gets back straight away.
Yeah.
So
he's had to think
o'clock,
about that 12, one.
12 o'clock come along, 1 o'clock come along, 2 o'clock come along. And I'm thinking, you can't train for that long. And he's always on his phone. I'm thinking, he's thinking I'm crazy. And then he comes back at 3 o'clock. He came back and I was like, oh, thank God. His name come up and he goes, wowzers, apostrophe. Big fella has a rap sheet out with like a face with like smoke coming out my nose.
Oh, on fire.
You are a legend, brother. Let's get him.
Oh, yes! We did it, Fev.
So he thinks it's me.
That's great.
So I'm going to text him now and say that was your text.
Yes.
To say and see what he thinks. But he thinks, I've done a rap.
I think he was really impressed by it.
He was really impressed. But he doesn't think it's you yet.
Do you want to keep pretending it's you?
No, I'm going to write back to him. But I do feel, because I want to write to him, that's not my...
That was just...
I see.
From you.
Yeah.
I'll give mine Saturday morning or Saturday a bit.
Yes.
Yeah, just to give him a little pump up. Okay. But well done. I did get worried. He thinks that I'm a stalker.
Do you think when the Tigers win, he might reference that poem in a press conference because it helped him?
Okay.
It helped inspire him.
If he wins a Norm Smith, he might say... I got a message saying, Dear Rioli, Daniel Rioli, you're as good as a delicious cannoli.
Coming up on Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Right after the 7:30 news, if you're in desperate need of a haircut, we've got something for you.